time that the Beit HaMikdash was in existence, the Halakha said that in the beginning of the month of Adar, the Adar that's close to the month of Nisan, they would start to announce on the Shekalim. They would start to announce to Bnei Israel in order to make their mandatory donation of Mahasita Shekel. This Mahasita Shekel would fund the upcoming budget of the Beit HaMikdash, which begins, the fiscal year of the Beit HaMikdash begins from Nisan. So therefore, a month before, they would start preparing to get the new funds, so when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, they'll be ready. Ba'avonotenu, we do not have the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore we cannot fulfill this mitzvah indeed. However, Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Taf Resh Pehe from the Levush that today instead we read Parashat Shekalim the week before Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar or close, and that's considered as if we brought the Shekalim. It's like Unshalema Parim Sefatenu. We can't bring korbanot anymore, but the lip service is considered as if we did it to a certain extent. It should be noted that while we posek that Parashat Shekalim, its reading is the Rabbanan, it's only from a rabbinical level. There were Rishonim that held that Parashat Shekalim is the Oraita. That's what it's mashma from the Tosafot. Berachot Daf Yud Gimal, that these readings, all of them, are the Oraita. Again, we don't posek like that. The question would be, number one, are ladies obligated to come to hear Parashat Shekalim? Chacham Avadia says that since this mitzvah is done at a specific time on the calendar, so at most it would be a rabbinical enactment that's bound by time, and therefore ladies are exempt from coming to the Izzat Nashim to hear Parashat Shekalim. Secondly, the question can be asked, now that we take out two Sefarim, so in the event that, let's say, one of the Sefarim, the first Sefer that you were reading Parashat HaShavua, in the event, or the unfortunate event, that it became Pasul, we know the general protocol is that we leave the Sefer Torah on the Teva, not to embarrass it anymore, and we take out another Sefer Torah from the Hechal, and we continue to read. But in this case, where we have already a second Sefer on the Teva, what is more proper? Is it proper to take out a third Sefer? Or maybe to use the Shekalim Sefer for the Parashat HaShavua? Chacham Avadia rules that since the Perashah that you normally read at the time of Shabbat Shekalim is close to Shekalim. For example, this week is Perashat Pekudeh. Shekalim is in Kitisa. It's only a few Perashiyot. It's its neighbor. So it's not such a big Torah to roll the Sefer back to Kitisa and read the Perashat Shavua, wherever it may be, and then roll it back to Shekalim. And he says that would be more proper protocol than to bring out a third Sefer Torah. So again, this mitzvah is upon us, at least the Gabed Kiriyah. In the future we'll discuss exactly how do we fulfill this mitzvah also indeed as a, in a commemorative sense, as Zekar Matzah says Shekel.